Fighting continues between the Syrian army and armed opposition groups in the flashpoint city of Aleppo. The army says the Salah ad-Din district in the city is now clear and safe. Meanwhile, security forces arrested an armed gang leader and killed another in the city of Homs. More than a dozen UN armored vehicles have been attacked and destroyed since the mission began in Syria. A U.S. watchdog reveals Washington has cut funding for a police training program in Iraq due to a lack of participation by Iraqi police officers. The Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction says Iraqi top officials, rather, believe the training efforts are useless. Palestinians are angered by U.S. presidential hopeful Mitt Romney's comments about Jerusalem al-Quds. Romney's called the city Israel's capital. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says Romney's comments reward occupation and aggression. He also says the Republican is trying to win votes with the remarks. The U.S. admission in Afghanistan says it's worried about the rising trend of attacks by Afghan forces on foreign troops. The mission says talks are being held with the Afghan government about such attacks. The so-called green-on-blue incidents have risen sharply in 2012. A huge dust storm has filled the sky over parts of the U.S. state of Arizona. The storms have caused power outages and dangerous driving conditions. The region was also hit with heavy rain, lightning, and flash floods after the dust had cleared. At least 30 Hindu pilgrims are killed in a collision between a speeding truck and another vehicle in northern India. Police say 36 other people were injured in the accident in Haryana state. Among the dead are 10 women and 3 children. And heavy rains have been battering northwest and northeast China in recent days, damaging roads and causing waterlogging. Downpours have cut off water and power supply in some cities. Rescue workers have been trying as soon as possible.